Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Biden has signed the bipartisan legislation that suspends the debt ceiling for 2 years and averts a government default. Biden signed the bill without fanfare at the White House yesterday. The deal the president worked out with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reins in spending. And NPR's Jennifer Ludden says it includes work requirements for some Americans on food assistance.
The age of people who are subject to work requirements under this program known as SNAP is going to go up from 49 to 54. And we're talking able-bodied adults with no dependents, which, by the way, are a small share of the 42 million people who get food assistance. But these older adults will now have to spend 20 hours a week working or in job training.
The new law also claws back IRS funding and formally ends the pause on federal student loan payments in August. As the Federal Reserve approaches its mid-June monetary policy meeting, hope is growing that the central bank will refrain from raising interest rates again. But Steve Bechner says the Fed's divided Federal Open Market Committee will have a difficult choice to make.
The Fed has raised the federal funds rate 5 percentage points since it stopped holding that key short-term rate near zero last March to reduce inflation by slowing spending. Some, such as Cleveland Federal Reserve Bank President Loretta Mester, say rates should go higher. Others, like Philadelphia Fed Chief Patrick Harker, say the Fed should pause the rate hikes. But inflation is still more than twice its 2% target. Wage pressures in tight labor markets are boosting prices for services. Surprisingly strong May job gains reinforce that concern. Fed Governor Philip Jefferson and others say the Fed could skip June, but resume raising rates later if they don't see enough progress against inflation. For NPR News, I'm Steve Bechner.
To Tennessee, where a federal judge has struck down a proposed law aimed at restricting drag events in the state. NPR's Chloe Veltman says the ruling comes as more than a dozen states consider anti-drag bills.
Judge Thomas Parker ruled that the bill, which would have made it a criminal offense to perform in drag on public property or anywhere minors could see it, was unconstitutional. The bill became law in March, but a Memphis-based performance group filed a suit against the state, arguing the law violated First Amendment rights. Veronica Electronica is the Tennessee coordinator of Drag Story Hour, a national nonprofit where storytellers in drag read books to kids. She says the ruling sets an important precedent.
I think we can use it as a building block to fight laws like this in other states.
In a statement on social media, Tennessee State Senator Jack Johnson called the decision, quote, a victory for those who support exposing children to sexual entertainment. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. Authorities in India say signal failure is emerging as the likely cause of one of the country's worst rail disasters in more than 20 years. Friday night's crash killed at least 275 people and injured hundreds. Indian rail officials say the derailment in the country's east was caused by an error in the electronic signaling system, leading a train to wrongly change tracks. They say it's not clear if the disaster was human-caused or technical. Game 2 of the best of 7 NBA finals is tonight. The Denver Nuggets won the series opener over the Miami Heat. Colorado Public Radio's Tony Gorman has more on Game 2.
Miami Heat coach Eric Spoelstra says he knows his team has proven it can overcome great teams in the playoffs, but he felt they didn't attack the basket well enough in Game 1. Spoelstra says his shooters lost their confidence afterwards and had four simple words for them.
Let it fly. Ignite. You know, once those, they see two go down, it can be three, it can turn into six just like that. As long as we're getting those kind of clean looks, you know, that's what matters.
Spoelstra says his team could have also played better defensively. Four of the Nuggets starters scored in double figures during Game 1. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gorman in Denver.
In hockey's best of 7 Stanley Cup final, the Vegas Golden Knights have a 1-game lead heading into tomorrow night's Game 2. The Knights beat the Florida Panthers 5-2 in the opening game last night. The series remains in Las Vegas for Game 2. I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.